One of Washington, D.C.'s most beloved museums turns 90 this year. The Phillips Collection calls itself America's first museum of modern art. Founder Duncan Phillips was an early collector of Picasso, Matisse, and Van Gogh. The Phillips was the first to buy a Georgia O'Keeffe. In fact, the Phillips anniversary slogan is 90 years of new. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg has a personal take on the 19th century mansion turned museum.
In 1962, as newlyweds and new Washingtonians, my husband and I would stroll down Connecticut Avenue to the Phillips on Sunday afternoons, arrange ourselves on a brocade love seat, light up cigarettes, and read the New York Times, looking up from time to time at a Matisse or a Manet. It was like visiting a really rich friend with fabulous taste and a collector's eye. Duncan Phillips' great niece, Alice Phillips Swistel, remembers making similar visits as a child, although she didn't smoke. Uncle Duncan once came into the nursery where Alice was playing.
And he sat and watched me blow soap bubbles. Bubbles, because he just loved the color of the bubbles floating. And I thought, that's very unusual for an adult to want to sit here and not even talk.
He was unusual. He loved to look and to buy what he loved. Phillips director Dorothy Kaczynski says Duncan Phillips looked with his eyes and his heart.
It was never about trophies. I don't think he really thought in those terms. There was a sense of a love affair that Phillips looks at this and says, oh my God, I've got to have this.
The Phillips collection was created from tragedy. In 1917, Duncan buried his father. A year later, his beloved brother died. In his grief, he decided their memorial would be a museum, free and open to the public. He put artworks on view in his own home, Alice Phillips Swistel.
He decided that art for him was a way to pull out of depression and to stimulate his love of life and ideas and thinking.
Since then, many have found strength as well as beauty at Duncan Phillips Museum. I went there right after 9/11 to be surrounded in the midst of all that horror and confusion by some eternals. Renoir's remarkable luncheon of the boating party, Goya's, Van Gogh's, Cezanne's, some comforts.
Somebody once said that Phillips is like an easy armchair.
Artist William Christenberry. The Phillips owns and shows his work. Christenberry loves the intimacy of the place, as do so many artists. Mark Rothko said it was his favorite museum. Alfred Molina, who recently portrayed Rothko on Broadway in the play Red, came to experience the painter here. Years ago, seeing Rothko's in London, Molina didn't get him.
I thought, yeah, okay, you know, they're a bit dark, they're a bit gloomy.
Preparing to play Rothko, Molina read up on the painter and then visited the Phillips Rothko Room, a small and silent space, simple wooden bench in the center, big, dark, glowing canvases on all four walls.
I found it very moving, looking at those paintings in that room, the sense of getting lost inside them. I found it very emotional.
Just what Rothko wanted, says Alfred Molina.
He didn't want a room full of rational people saying, yes, I like the way the blue turns into green. He wanted someone to be moved, to be changed by them.
I'm here to stop your heart, says Rothko in the play. I'm not here to make pretty pictures. And in the Phillips Rothko room, actor Molina came to understand how to speak the line. Another artist, author Julia Alvarez, found courage at the Phillips. You see how many connections people make there. At the age of 34, divorced with no children, so a failure in her Dominican Republic culture, Alvarez had spent years as a struggling writer.
In fact, I call myself a migrant poet. I'd go anywhere where I got a job, teaching poetry in the schools and prisons, nursing homes, wherever.
In 1984, she got a teaching and writing fellowship in Washington. Each day, on her way to school, she passed the Phillips. One day, Alvarez decided to go inside.
I went in there and I wandered into this big wood-paneled room, and I fell in love.
She spotted a small painting from 1894 by Pierre Bonnard called The Circus Rider. See it at NPR.org.
That little circus rider was on top of this horse that was such a powerful steed that it was racing out of the canvas. The canvas cut it off at the neck.
The rider, in her pink tights and short white costume, lies on one hip along the horse's back. She is holding on, not exactly for dear life, but with great purpose. Behind her, in the stands, some circus goers, all clad in black. To Julia Alvarez, they looked like judges, just waiting for the rider to lose her grip. But no.
She just stayed focused. She didn't look down, because she would get terrified if she didn't fall off. She didn't look up at the figures of judgment because she would have gotten scared that they were being critical of her. She just stayed focused. And I thought, she's telling me how to do this. So all during that year, whenever I had to give the big reading, whenever I had to go in and teach a workshop, I'd drop in and get my little infusion of hope. And I really think she carried me through that year.
Now a published prize-winning author, Julia Alvarez returned to Washington recently and went back over to the Phillips. The museum had changed and grown since her last visit. There's an admission fee, plus several additions to Duncan Phillips' original home. So Alvarez had to do some hunting before she found her circus rider once again. And when she did,
my eyes filled, and I said, "So here we are." Here we are, and when no one was looking, I'll say this on public radio, I reached up and I touched the canvas.
Julia Alvarez tells her students at Middlebury College about the Phillips collection and its circus rider. There's a great lesson in it, she says, that it's all about the work, not about what people might say, not about how dangerous it might get, but about staying focused on what you do and what you love. Duncan Phillips lived that lesson as he began giving beauty to the public 90 years ago. The Phillips Collection in Washington, D.C. remains a repository of lessons about beauty and generosity. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.
And this is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.